You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Sali. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Sali.
Counsel of the ungodly that standeth in the way of sinners and sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his way doeth he meditate day and night. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Healing is a benefit of the kingdom that God has predestined and ordained to be for believers. When you hear the word healing, as we study healing, and flow by the revelation in the scripture, we identify that God wants to heal everyone that is sick. Now, the non-believer, God wants to heal them, but you know, they don't have a right to that. But you know, God wants to do it, but they don't have a right. But you as a believer, you have a right because you have entered the kingdom of God. Can I amen? That gives you a right. So, you don't have to beg to be healed. You just have to reach out and receive. There is a lot of wounds. From the time you're born, you're already wounded. The Bible said, before you're formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Now watch this. This is very powerful. Strategically, the Lord knew, because God is a God of purpose. Can we close that door, please? Just this one will be open. Can you close that one? Thank you so much. God bless you. The word purpose is hidden. For I know the thoughts that I think. Let's quickly look at Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And we're going to get back to some quickly, but we're going to turn to Jeremiah quickly. And if you don't mind, you can turn there briefly. And I'm going to show you something here in the Bible. Because in this healing school, you're going to hear a lot of secrets about healing. It says in verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil to give you an expected end." But look at this, the mystery in the book of Jeremiah 29 verse 11. If you look at the Amplified Bible translation, he says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare." Everybody say welfare means no sickness, no disease. And not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. To give you hope what? In your final outcome. At the end. So now let's see. Within this, there is the word purpose, which means it is revealed through revelation. Unless you know the purpose why you are here on this earth, then you're not going to really walk in divine health. So it says in verse 3, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Watch that word, his fruit. Now, let's go back quickly and look at the Amplified Bible. His leaf, it says here, in verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither. So watch the word fruit means divine health. And his leaf shall not wither. There is no room for sickness and disease. But we're not only going to look at it from the fruit we bear, but we're going to look at why is your body a temple of the Holy Ghost? Why is your body a temple of the Holy Ghost? Why does God want to use your body as a temple of the Holy Ghost? Sickness is not on God's agenda for your life. It's the power of the enemy. Now it says in the Amplified Bible, and he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything it does shall prosper and come to maturity. There is growth. There is growth. There is what? Growth. So God wants you to grow. God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to be what? In good health. Can I hear amen to that? Somebody said, it's the will of God for me to be healthy. Oh yes, you have to believe it. When Jesus was on earth, they brought the sick to him and he healed them all. All the sick they brought to Jesus were what? Were all what? Healed. Nobody was left behind. All the sick were healed. You see how powerful the ministry of Christ was? He did not leave anybody behind. Everyone was what? Healed. So what is your right? As a believer, you have the right and you're entitled to divine health. You have the right and you're entitled what? To divine health. So the right is within the benefits of what Christ gave you. So first of all, the original intent of God when he put man on earth was to worship God. So when he put us on earth to worship him, sin came. So sin separates man from God. When there's sin in the land, it separates man from God. So Satan introduces sickness. That's why there is no sickness in heaven. Somebody say after me, there is no sickness in heaven. So we don't bring sickness to heaven. So sickness comes as a result of sin. Sin introduces sickness. So sickness and disease are brothers and cousins to sin. What does sickness introduce to your life? It introduces death. Watch this. How does death come? Death comes through sin. Where there is sin, there is death. Separation. Sin separates us from God. Sin introduces death. Death means we are not close to God. We are separated. God cannot look on sin. Now, when we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us. But it has to be done in faith. Number two, your right in the kingdom of God can only be exercised through revelation, not ignorance. The Bible said, my people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. So we have to know that we have a right to divine health. But revelation has to unravel this. That's why the Bible says, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Now, you have to believe in the scripture so you can exercise your right. And Satan doesn't want you to know the word. And that's why you have You see, preachers today write books and talk about healing is not God's plan for you. God doesn't heal people. Oh, miracles don't happen. It's the will of God for you to be like this, like that. So the concept of healing is the work of the Holy Spirit through revelation to manifest the benefits that God has ordained for his believers, for his children, for his church. Now I want you to write this one down. Divine health is a right. Number two, it's not God's will for you to carry the sicknesses of the Egyptians. Laugh at the devil. Some of you laugh like you're stressed. You came to healing school, so get loaded up with information. I'm not preaching now. I'll preach tonight. I'm going to teach the word. Somebody said, I have a right to walk in divine health. The Holy Ghost is going to help us learn some stuff about healing. You will never glorify sickness again. People have become so much sensitive to sickness that they're so scared of walking in their right as believers. And the devil takes advantage of that. I want to give you as much scriptures as possible. Said, if we're obedient, you know, he's not going to allow the sickness of the Egyptians to come upon his children. God has promised that he will not allow the sickness of the Egyptians to come on his children. The devil manufactures sickness. Sickness doesn't come from heaven. You won't find sickness when you go to heaven after God, the Lord takes you home, or he comes back to take his church. Let's continue. Write this one down. Satan wants you to be ignorant about your rights. Next. Satan wants to steal from you divine health. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 15. The Lord will take away from you all sicknesses, and none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you knew will he put upon you, but will lay them upon all who hate you. Wow. I didn't say that word. The Lord said it. It says in the King James Version, and the Lord will take her from thee all sicknesses, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that are.
Praise the Lord. What a powerful teaching. Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible with them that believe. This apostle come to life from the studio to lift up Jesus. It's the will of God for you to be healed, to be delivered, and to be set free. And during this programming, we're going to encourage you to stick to the word of God, to hold firm unto the word of God. That's where your healing and deliverance is, in the mighty name of Jesus. We have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018 or you can go to our website www.pyevangelism.net to submit your progress or to reach out and get our products. God bless.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro. Este es tu momento para un milagro. Te invitamos para dos noches de milagros con el apóstol Ronald Sally en el Crown Center de West Palm Beach. El 10 y 11 de agosto a las 7 p.m. Admisión gratis. Dios usa al apóstol poderoso en poderosos signos, maravillas y milagros. Ven a experimentar el poder de Dios. Jesús es el Señor. Visita tonightsofmiracle.com para más información. 561-337-9259. 561-337-9259.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We invite you to come and join us in our crusade at the Cravey Center, August the 10th and 11th at 7 p.m. It's free admission, free parking. All are invited. Jesus is going to be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Reach out to us for more information about this upcoming event by going to tonightsofmiracles.com. Tonightsofmiracles.com. That's the website we're going to be on. And you can be able to go to our website to get information about this special event. It's free admission, free parking. Jesus is Lord. Call 561-337-9018.
Hallelujah!
God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
So I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to declare this. Your life is going to be free.
Va a ser libre.
The back pain is going to be gone.
Ya, tu dolor de espalda se
va. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
After your back pain is gone.
Ya se va.
God is going to release a financial breakthrough.
Dios te va a liberar ya.
Within 3 months.
Después de 3 meses ya.
Your finances are going to change.
Tu financia va a cambiar.
Totally.
Totalmente.
God's going to give you a financial breakthrough.
Dios te va a ayudar financieramente.
God's going to move in your situation.
Dios va a mover en tu situación.
I hear the word daughter.
Escucho.
And I hear again, daughter.
Hija.
And I hear the word daughter.
Escucho la palabra
daughter.
Hija. Hija.
The favor of God is upon you.
El favor de Dios está sobre
As
ti.
I lay hands on you.
Cuando te topo.
The glory.
La gloria de Dios.
Yeah.
¿Cómo te sientes?
Estoy bien.
Feels good.
Good.
She feels good.
She feels good.
Como te sientes? Did I say it right? Yes. Como te sientes?
Good.
Como te sientes?
Good, good. Tenía mucho dolor en la parte de atrás, pero ahora no lo siento. No me molesta.
She had a lot of pain in her back, but now she doesn't feel anything.
She had a lot of pain. Say one more time, please.
Dilo una vez más, por favor.
I have more.
Say in Spanish, please. I like Spanish a lot.
Tenía mucho dolor en la espalda, pero me muevo y ya no está. Se fue, en el nombre de Jesús.
She had a lot of pain in her back, and that's it, she doesn't feel anything. She had a lot of pain in her lower back, and she doesn't feel anything now.
She had a lot of pain, she don't feel it no more. God has taken the pain out.
To God be the glory, hallelujah. 561-337-9018.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro. Este es tu momento para un milagro. Te invitamos para dos noches de milagros con el apóstol Ronald Sally en el Crown Center de West Palm Beach. El 10 y 11 de agosto a las 7 p.m. Admisión gratis. Dios usa al apóstol poderoso en poderosos signos, maravillas y milagros. Ven a experimentar el poder de Dios. Jesús es el Señor. Visita tonightsofmiracles.com para más información. 561-337-9259. 561-337-9259.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And this gospel shall be preached in all the ends of the earth as a witness. Then the end shall come. Jesus is coming back soon, and it's time to lift him up like never before.
I command this
autoimmune disorder in your body to cease. Your body ain't gonna fight this. Look at this. He's here. Give praise. Give him praise. She kept breathing on this. Now she's breathing normally. How do you feel?
You're great.
She feels great. Give God glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord took the lupus out of her and healed her in our service, and we give God glory because it's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken, and that's what Jesus does when he shows up. Lupus was taken out of her. 561-337-9018. I'll be back after this message.
Willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
Shout it, sing it, scream it, whatever. How many believe strongholds are coming down in your life? Lift your head high, shout yeah!
Come on, bless this day. Bless it be your name.
What you're about to witness is not a work of man, but the work of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus, I can hear. Jesus, I can hear.
I overextended it at work. I just overdid it. But the pain was still there until tonight.
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
Working through the servant of God, Apostle Ronald Sally, a humble man of God with a tangible anointing, touching millions around the world with the unlimited power of God.
I had back surgery 2 years ago. And unfortunately, when they opened up my back, my disc was in pieces and it was in my nerve root. 2 months ago, on February 9th was my last surgery. I was probably 8 weeks post-op when I went and saw the man of God. Prayed over me, and I have not had a single nerve pain in my life.
The Bible never said be sad. The Bible said rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah.
We have witnessed unusual creative miracles, signs and wonders, and many breakthroughs in people's lives as they press in the glory of God. Take the limits off God. Jesus is Lord.
Open and begin to hear now in the name of Jesus. 100%.
I always could hear out the left ear better. So I just stopped wearing my right hearing aid because it wasn't doing any good. But I can hear out of it now.
Look at this. Faith today. As Matthew 19:26 says, nothing is impossible with God.
Believe in miracles, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. Let this be the desire of your heart, that you witness and experience God's power, that you will not settle for anything less than God being glorified. Jesus is the name that's above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And nothing is impossible. I want to encourage you to go to twonightsofmiracle.com to reserve a spot to book your seat out. You have to understand that this is the biggest event in the summer that lifts up Jesus to the glory of God, and you don't want to miss it. Reserve your spot right now. Come from Jensen Beach, from Vero Beach, Palm City, come from Port St. Lucie, come from Melbourne, come from Bahamas, come from Puerto Rico, come from Miami, come from Derry Beach, West Palm. As far as you can hear the sound of my voice, it's time for you to experience the power of God. Hallelujah.
561-337-9018. Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
We must have
peace. Yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
You
yes,
gotta
yes,
make the devil
Lord.
Back tonight.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes,
yes,
yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
We're gonna say this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on.
Blessed be your name.
Put your, come on, come on, come on. Put your hands up.
Excited about the glory of God being released in our crusade, and the name of the Lord shall be glorified forever and ever. 561-337-9018. I'm excited about this crusade, and I know you're excited too. Remember that the Lord says in his word that in the last days he's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh, and not only that, but he has promised to do, you know, good every day. You say, really? Yeah. The Bible says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. That's the word of God. You have to believe what the word of God says. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Enjoy this moment, and I'll be back shortly.
I want to know your way.
Declare those words one more time now.
I want to know your ways, Lord.
Say those words one more time. Come on.
I want to know your ways, Lord. I want to know your ways.
For one of our services, and to put everything in the bucket, and then basically God's gonna break those chains of financial bondage, whatever you believe in God for. So I didn't bring it, but I still believe God was going to do his miracle. I still wrote the amount, put in there. So I could say Sunday morning, I woke up, I was headed to service. I didn't get a chance to check my phone, but after service, when I was going through my emails, I got an email from a student from
the company that I hold
a loan from. And basically they emailed me saying that, congratulations, your loan has been paid in full. You don't have to pay us back.
Summarize her testimony. She had a home and it was on foreclosure, and it was so expensive. That's the reason why. It went to foreclosure, and the bank took the house from her. But when she came to the service, you had a word of knowledge about that, and she came forward. You prayed for her. It was only 1 week and 3 days left for the bank to completely take the house from her. And when her lawyer had called her, and when she went to the office, they told her that she only owed the bank $76,000, and the bank has removed $208,000 of her debt for her. So she give God praise for that.
Did you hear that? Explain to them what she said.
She had an issue where the walls of her uterus was coming out. When she would go to the bathroom, she would see it. So when we went to check in the restroom, it was all the way back up to its original position.
Do you know what that means? Come here. Take the microphone. Come here.
And the man of God, he was playing his instrument, setting the atmosphere. And he called up the children of God that were having kidney problems. And I suffered from a major surgery. And they did operative surgery on my kidney, and it still didn't feel healed. And when the man of God came and prayed for my kidneys in the area where the damage was done, once again, although I had surgery, I didn't feel any results. And the man of God prayed for me. And by the time I went back to my seat, I just felt something moving in the area where my kidneys were. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I suffer from, I don't want to say I suffer because I don't want to claim anything, but the Lord showed me spiritually what was happening with me with my back area. And it was something very spiritual. And the man of God said, some of you, there's pain in your back like a hook. And I said, oh my God, here we go again. And I stood up, and the man of God prayed for me. I don't know what happened. He just said, be ready. It's coming. It's coming. And I just know the next thing I know was on the floor. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Look at this woman here. Spoke to me and told me you're coming tonight and told me glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to give God praise for those powerful testimonies that we just had. Now it's about Jesus. Now you have to remember, this is not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. You see, when the Lord is moving, he is moving, and he has to be glorified. We just have to submit to his word and believe. And you see, Jesus is coming back soon. The gospel shall be preached as a witness, and the end shall come. We cannot sit back and do nothing about it. We got to step out by faith and lift up Jesus. That's why we have the Two Nights of Miracle Crusade downtown in West Palm Beach, because Jesus is going to be glorified. You know, the Bible says when evening was come, they brought unto him those that were sick and healed him. Now, for those of you that believe, then it becomes easy for you to receive. If you don't believe, then you can't receive nothing from God. You will see it, you witness it, but you will not receive, because God detests when he's doubted. And faith and believing is by revelation, not by understanding. You see, the way I can explain this is, not everybody that flies on an aeroplane knows how an aeroplane works. You know, not everybody knows what the pilot has to do with what instruments and how he operates them. But everybody can fly, but not everybody can fly an aeroplane. But you can catch a ride on a flight. I mean, you can catch a flight. You can, sit in first class, second class. It doesn't mean you fly. You can operate an aeroplane.
but you can get on a flight and go to where you're supposed to go. And only a few people know how to operate. They went to school for it. They studied it. They know how to fly an airplane. So the things of the God, you may not know how he does it, just because your understanding is locked out into figuring out how he operates. It doesn't mean that he doesn't operate. So that would be so detestful for someone to say, hey, I don't believe you can fly from here to Chicago. It's impossible, because you're saying that because you don't know how to fly an airplane. But it's possible for somebody to fly an airplane from West Palm to Chicago. Just go to the airport and see every 10 to 15 minutes to half an hour something is lifting up or touching down. So this is something that happens with the miracles and the power of God. You can't say God can't heal today just because you don't know how to pray for the sick. Come around the atmosphere where God is moving and see the Lord move. The Bible says he was wounded for transgression. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And with his stripes, we was healed. And that's the concept behind the power of God and the miracles and the deliverance. So Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the deliverer. And Jesus is the one that sets the captives free. I'll lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Creator of heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee, he that keepeth Israel, does not sleep nor slumber. So our God is on the throne and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to thank all of you for joining me on this piercing darkness show broadcast. We do have a crusade coming up on August the 10th and 11th. We want to invite you to come and be blessed. You can go to tonightsofmiracle.com to register today. And also you can call us. Let us know if you have any information, question. If you want to bring a bus, if you want to sponsor a bus, if you want to catch a ride from as far as you can hear the sound of my voice, just contact us. We'll help you put together something, because people come from out of town, from different locations. And also just to remind you that the Lord says in his word that ask it shall be given, seek you shall find, and knock and the door shall be opened for you. So we want to believe God that you will receive the desire of your heart. Now turn with me to the book of Psalm chapter 3. Psalm chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse 1. Lord, how they increase that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there's no help for him in God. But thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thou art a shield for me. Our God is a shield, and he protects us from dangers we do not know. So the devil, when he tempted Jesus, I really want to talk about this. He approached him from the area of attacking his confidence. Now if you look at Matthew chapter 4, I'm going to come back to this one here. But if you look at Matthew chapter 4, and this is why, as a, if you're a believer and you can hear the sound of my voice, you have to know who Jesus is. You have to know who the Father is. And this is by revelation. Now, if you look at verse, I'm going to read from verse 2. I'll read from verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And afterward he was hungry, and the tempter came and said to him, if thou art the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Now, if you back up to chapter 3 and look at verse 13, then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to John to be baptized by him. And John would have not prevented him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? But Jesus answered, let it be now. For thus it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Now it says, then he consented, and verse 16, and when Jesus was baptized, went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting on him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Wow. So, what does the tempter do? In verse 3, and the tempter came and said to him, if thou art the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. What the devil does, you got to get the revelation. He wants to attack your perception of God. When the Lord is being baptized, the Father speaks, this is my beloved Son. So it's an assurance to Jesus. Jesus was born of a woman, and Jesus was human. He was not an angel. So there is an assurance, an identification, a demonstration of who this man is by the Lord, as he decreed it and declared it, that this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Satan comes to attack Jesus during temptation when he's led to the wilderness by telling him, if thou be the Son of God. Why is he telling him this? Because he wants Jesus Christ to doubt whether he is the Son of God. What does he say? Hey, you've been on a fast for some days. Why don't you just, you know, make the bread out of these stones? No, the devil says, if thou be the Son of God. This was an attack on Jesus, on his confidence, on who he is. The enemy launched a personal attack on Jesus to attack his perception of his Father. So it has to do with insecurity. He wanted to see whether the Lord was insecure, or to initiate that. Prove that you're Son of God. Turn these stones into bread. Isn't that what you deal with when you go to prayer? Isn't that what you deal with when you worship? Isn't that what you deal with today in your relationship with God? Sometimes we feel like maybe God doesn't love me. Maybe God can't see me. Maybe God doesn't understand me. It is the constant barrage of attacks every believer faces. Is God authentic? Is God's word true? Does God exist? That's why the Bible says the God of this world has blinded their eyes. Hey, you see, the devil didn't succeed on Jesus. He could not blind the Lord. So the enemy's strategy is to attack your perception of God's word when God says something. Do you know the Lord has exalted? You see, you don't understand how powerful the word of God is. He says he was going to watch over his word to perform it. So the devil tries to pull a deceptive technique on the Lord, and the Lord strikes back. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. This is a very powerful statement that the Lord made. He made this statement to declare that God is more powerful. Now, I don't know how to explain this, but the best way I can reword it for you is to, let me put in these words. I have never seen a righteous forsaken on his seat begging for bread. There is a connection covenant. When the revelation of who Christ is embedded in your system, then you can understand that the adoption is not a theory, but it's a revelation. It's not a theory. Now watch this. The word of God that proceeds from the mouth of God is held to its integrity. So, I could say this. God's word equals God. You see how powerful it is? So, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, which means if God says a word, the integrity of his word is held to the highest honor. In the beginning was the word, what was with God, and what was with God. So there is no way Jesus could doubt what the word of God says. And he rebukes the devil. He said, devil, I'm not like you, and I'm not going to follow you. I'm going to believe God's word 100% because he watches over his word. And that's why we as believers, now if you're not a believer, you're going to give your life to Jesus today. But I want you to get this perception in your heart that God is true and he will never fail to keep his word. Number two, we see a man that was crucified next to Jesus, a thief. There were two of them. One of them was very, very angry, and he lashed out to Jesus saying, why don't you do something? And the other one was so humble. He said, this man here is innocent. We did something. He didn't do nothing. And the Lord spoke something that's so powerful. Because only that robber was the first man to have a revelation that Jesus didn't deserve to die, but he shed innocent blood. And the Lord said, you're going to be with me in paradise. The revelation of that is that it's never too late for a soul to be converted to Jesus. And the power of the word of God is so real that today, if he says, by his stripes you were healed, that word is held to the highest account of integrity. When he says they overcame him by the blood of Lamb and by the word of their testimony, you can be assured without letting the devil sift your mind that God's word is true. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That word is true. I can go on and on and on. The Bible says, and the Lord shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. That word is true. So you can believe God to take care of your need. And the devil is so upset at what the Lord tells him. He says, man, I can't get this guy. Let me try it again. In verse 5, then he taketh him to the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he'll give his angels charge over you. Here we go again, trying to attack the stability, the identity, the focus, the assignment of Jesus, trying to get him to commit suicide, trying to get him to do something that will contradict his perception of who God is. That'd be like a kid, you know, walking into the, you know, out of the house and said, if you're my daddy, come save me from this oncoming semi-truck. That is suicide. Jesus wasn't going to do that. What does the Lord respond? And you see, Jesus said to him, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. So the scripture is so powerful. The Lord reaffirms his perception of the integrity of the scripture of God. And then he says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. So the devil wants you to doubt what the word of God is, who God is, and if he exists. And that's what you see is happening in the world today, behind the media, behind all the, you know, the false doctrines and teachings out there that discredit who God is and say there's a lot of gods. No, there's only one God. The rest are demons. You don't have other gods. There's only what? One God. And it's important for you to understand. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one. They're not 20. They're just one. It's important for you to know that. Number two, Jesus is the name that has been exalted above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. And the Holy Spirit has been released. Jesus prayed to his Father that he would send the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God is here to guide us into a stronger affection for Jesus and to love the Lord, because Jesus is the only way to the Father. There's no other way. You can't go through any other way. No prophet can take you to heaven. Only Jesus can. And he's the way, and he's the truth, and he's the life. And I want to conclude by saying this. In Psalm chapter 3, it says in verse 3, but thou, O Lord, a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Well, the Spirit of God just whispered to me to continue with this one here, and I'm going to take about 10 minutes to drive this across the airwaves. In verse 8, again the devil took him to and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said to him, all these will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And guess what? The devil had to leave. Then the devil departed. Then the devil left him, and the angels of God, the angels came and ministered to him. The battle comes to worship. That's where the enemy has put his stronghold. The perversion spirit, the sexual revolution. Look at the idolatry in the music world. Look at how many young people are being destroyed, you know, through nudity, through sexting, through being exposed to all the corruption that you see going on in Hollywood today, and the dysfunction of the family, and how you have children now being so rebellious that even their parents are scared to tell them to raise them up in the God's way. They let just the kids do whatever they want to do. It's become so contagious that it's turning into a rebellion, and that's how the devil is worshiped, because the Bible said rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. So witchcraft and rebellion are cousins, and Jesus did not rebel, and Jesus rebuked the devil, told him, be gone. You have to understand, the Spirit of God led him to be tempted of the devil in the wilderness. So the Lord trained us how to defeat temptation. And I encourage all of you that are discouraged and going through some hard times today, return to your first love and trust God. He's a faithful God, and he will hear you when you pray, and he'll answer your prayer, because he's the same yesterday, he's the same today and forever. And Jesus Christ did not do anything the devil asked him to do. You see, in this battle, you're going to face temptations daily. Sometimes to hold a grudge, to retaliate, to revenge, to, you know, to do something that is out of the flesh. That's what the Bible said. Righteous man falls 7 times and God picks him up. It's the grace of God, because nobody can be able to make it in overcoming the enemy in their strength. You need the grace of God and the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus told the devil, Jesus told Peter, Satan has desired to sift you, but I've prayed for you. Isn't it amazing to know that the high priest, you know, Jesus was praying for you? He's praying for me. He's interceding for us. And that is very sufficient. And the grace of God is sufficient for you. That's why you have to be in constant communion, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and be grateful to God for the ministry of angels. Because the angels came to minister to the Lord after he defeated the trap. And this should be an encouragement to you. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Let's pray right now. Father, thank you for those that are enjoying this broadcast right now, that are going through hard times. Let them know that you are their comfort and courage. And help is on the way. Just like you send your angels to minister to Jesus after he defeated Jesus, the trap. Some of your children can just hear my voice, need help. Let your help be released in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll lift my eyes to the hills from where cometh my help. This is all in the Bible. My help comes from the Lord, creator of heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. You have to know, many decisions we make have dire consequences. And the Lord comes to our rescue. He is able to rescue you from the hatred of the devil. Satan hated Jesus with all hatred, but there's nothing he could do to him, because the Lord came to strip him of all the authority and power, took the key from him. Hallelujah. All authority has been given to me. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be enemies harm you. Hey, you better believe in what the word of God says and not second guess it. And stop listening to anyone who tells you that God can't heal, God can't deliver. They don't know the scripture. Go in the word. Search the scripture. Look at the ministry of Jesus. He cast out devils. He healed the sick. Walked on water. That's the same Jesus today and the same Jesus forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to make an altar call. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. I renounce my iniquity. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for writing my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, that's why we do this broadcast, is to win souls to Christ and to witness. If the gospel is preached, souls will be saved. If it's not preached, souls will be not saved. Come join us August the 10th and 11th at the Kravis Center for a powerful crusade. It's an amazing crusade. Address is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. Free admission, free parking. Remember, it's free admission. Now, I know it's the Kravis Center. Tickets during the Broadway show and other events cost lots of money. But we're giving you a free ticket. Just come and be in the presence of God. The Lord paid for it. Just come and enjoy it. It's the Lord. And He loves you. Come enjoy the atmosphere. Come be blessed. Come receive. The harvest is ready. TunasOfMiracle.com. Get there for more information. For more information, or call us on 561-337-9018. Also, I want to encourage you to watch our TV show every Sunday at 5 o'clock on channel 13, 61 and 57. I know those in Jensen Beach, you can get on 57 or Palm City. So you can also go to Hotwire Channel 12 and 0436 HD. I look forward to be with you next week when I come back for another good programming on this station. Jesus is Lord. Also join us for worship Sunday mornings and Sunday night. We are in Derry Beach and Sunday nights for a great service. God bless you. 561-337-908. God bless you. Pyvangism.net. We love you, and we're back again next week.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially, are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads